And we're very happy right now to have with us on the line from Southern California, Alex Mack. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. It's actually raining today, so I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, all right. Well, we're sorry about that. It's a little, you know, the weather's a little chillier here, as you'll find when you head east, but next week, and we'll get into that. But the first thing we want to talk about with you is you were part of the NFL USO tour to Afghanistan and Kyrgyzstan, and wanted to this, of course, taking place last month. Wanted to hear all about that and what that experience was like for you.
It was incredible. All of us who went had a great time. It was really fun for us. They showed us a great time. And then the soldiers really liked it. I mean, we got a lot of appreciation for coming out and, like, talking to people. Because what we did, we flew into Kyrgyzstan. And Kyrgyzstan was in Afghanistan. And then we had time to go to different FOBs, like forward operating bases.
Okay.
And just visit troops and say hi and, like, hey, thank you. And all this time, they're showing us all the cool things they do. And we just get to say thank you. And they just get to meet football players because they love football out there. I think everyone loves football around here. But it was really fun because they were just so appreciative. Oh, and we never get anyone come out. And so it was a great opportunity to go to these bases that normally don't get any visitors.
Oh, no.
So we were a little vacation for them.
That had to be, as you say, that had to just warm your heart to see their appreciation. How many, and by the way, you were on this trip to let people know with the Panthers punter Jason Baker, former NFL linebacker Dahani Jones, Chargers linebacker Takeo Spikes, and then Eric Winston was also part of this as well. How many Browns fans did you actually run into along the way?
Just about every FOB had different organization around the FOB had a Browns fan. So when we were at one base, the communications tent had one guy. You know, the armorer had one guy. You know, it was really a lot of Browns fan. In one FOB, there was the whole Ohio National Guard. Oh. And there was like 20 of them. Incredible.
Oh, yeah, they had to love. And we know, by the way, you were keeping a diary of this trip and keeping our fans updated and us updated on ClevelandBrowns.com, which was also very cool. And I know you did that working with the NFL as well. So, Alex, the other thing is you said the folks out there, the troops, showing you kind of the things they did on a day-to-day basis. What would be your biggest takeaway? I'm sure part of it is putting themselves in harm's way, the danger aspect of being in such places, but also, what was your appreciation for the kind of work they did?
There was just so much stuff that needed to be done, and the biggest challenge for them was to really work with the Afghan nationals and teach them how to run their own country, because that was the biggest challenge for them. That was the hardest job they had, and they did a really good job of undertaking that and really having to work. I mean, because they could do the job easily themselves. You know, oh, we just do this and it's done. But they had really to try and get the Afghan nationals to really step up and create and run their own system. And that was a lot of frustration, and that was also a lot of reward for the soldiers. But it was a tough job, and they just keep going at it.
Now, in terms of how things were set up for you guys, what were the quarters like? What were the kind of the conditions like for you to sleep and eat and, you know, do all the things? I mean, were you basically assuming the same, you know, the same? I know you guys were VIP guests, but, I mean, how does it work with the military in that regard?
We got lucky because the bases we actually slept at had beds and roofs on them. we didn't have to sleep in tents.
Okay.
But a lot of the FOBs we went to, people had to sleep in tents, and that was kind of where they lived. But, I mean, they were pretty rough living conditions, and the food was what they ate. And we were lucky to be in the western half of Afghanistan, because on the eastern part, there were some food shortages and some troubles there. So they had to eat MREs. So we had a fresh-cooked meal on our side. And, it's not easy living.
No,
you know,
no,
hot shower is a big deal to some people.
Sure, I've tried the MRE, and you've got to really kind of condition yourself to deal with that. That's just a greater appreciation for what our troops deal with to keep us safe, to let us do stuff like this radio show, and all the great things that we can do back here. All right, well, and we're visiting with Alex Mack. He's a center, of course, for the Browns. and we're on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Alex, come Monday is the start of the for the entire league. The off-season conditioning program begins. You and teammates will be arriving in Berea. Give me a sense of what your mindset is about that, and what I know you've traveled a lot. We've talked with you a couple times on the show, and you've been doing a lot of traveling. But along the way, what sort of work have you already done leading up to this from a conditioning standpoint?
I mean, for the past month and a half, all of us have been kind of working out, getting back in shape, ready for the off-season program. So I've been working out. I have a workout later today, and just trying to get in shape and get ready for the season. You know, we have OTAs coming up and then mini camps, and those are important. You know, we didn't have them last year, so this year we get to go out there and try to really organize some plays, learn some new things, work on little stuff, and really try to get ready for the season. And so I'm excited to see the whole team. I think draft coming up, that's going to be interesting to see. And then, you know, be out in Ohio and get ready for the next season.
And, you know, when you think about it, and I know it's really only the start, if you will, the off season. It's April. The actual start of the regular season is a long way away and all that. But generally, your mindset, is it important? How important is it to do any sort of tone setting once everybody gets together here and Coach Shurmur has the entire team together? I mean, are you looking for certain things? You're coming off as a team this 4-12 season. You're so focused, not only as players, but I mean, as an entire organization, to get this thing turned around and improved significantly, dramatically over last year. That's really been the theme since 2011 season ended. Can a significant amount of that actually happen here, tone setting wise?
I think so. I mean, I think that we can come out and, as offense, really learn the plays, run smoothly, and, you know, practice our offense, and we can install a lot. And so when we come in to camp in August, everything's kind of fresh. We know how we want to run, you know, and you can work on the stuff you need to work on. You know, just because there's no pads on doesn't mean you can't, like, work on your protection and still blitz people. I mean, there's a lot of work that's still going to get done, and I think we should practice that.
And do you suspect, too, that just having a full year under the belt of some younger, another year, I should say, of younger players like Sean Laval at one of the guard spots, and then, of course, Jason Pinkston, who started as a rookie his entire year. Having that, do you expect kind of a noticeable difference when you line up next to those guys and the line as a whole in some of these workouts? And I know you're not, it's not contact or anything, but when you're together, will there be that sense of just the experience that they've gained?
I think absolutely for offensive linemen, working with your teammates is a big deal, you know, because there's a lot of teamwork that's involved in the offensive line. And so having more time together, really working together on that stuff and just repping through plays and scenarios can only help us.
And are you anxious to sort of hear what Brad Childress talks to you guys about as an offensive coordinator, even though the offense itself isn't going to change or have a real probably noticeable difference, because Childress is brought in essentially as a guy, an extension of what Pat Shurmur is all about. They're of one mindset, having worked together in Philly and all that. But are you interested to see what sort of maybe tweaks and influences Coach Childress has?
Yeah, when I was last in Cleveland, I was able to sit down and just to have a casual chat with him. And I was excited for what he brings to the table, and I think it's going to be interesting to see just a little peek of that in the off-season program.
And how focused, Alex, are you, or how much attention will you be paying to what is going to be coming up in a matter of just a couple of weeks now, the draft? And a lot of talk that with the Browns having 13 picks overall going into this thing, 3 picks in the first 37, that there is going to be focus on enhancing or helping the offense. From your standpoint, how much attention do you pay to that?
I think it's really important. I'm excited to see what happens. As to how much attention I pay, it's pretty minimal. I have very little control over it. I don't know what's going to happen. So really, I'm just going to let it happen. So I'm excited to see what happens, but I haven't really kept up on it too much.
As a player, and again, yeah, you're not necessarily analyzing all these folks, but as a player, do you sense that this will be very important to this team to get that additional help that you need?
Absolutely. I mean, I think drafting good players is crucial for a good team. So I think if we get some good picks and they end up being good people, I think that's really going to help our team.
Good stuff. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. He is Alex Mack, Brown Center, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.